fighting for America.
It's going to be in Cleveland in 2016. The Republican National Committee has chosen Cleveland.
It's not the place you come to sleep. I tell you what, how comfortable is that? Probably won't have any neck problems tomorrow.
Fighting for Idaho.
I kept thinking that you just need to change your slogan and at the beginning of your show. Instead of if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press, it should be if it's Sunday, it's another administration official making stuff up and meet the press.
Fighting for you.
People are sleeping while they drive. I'm just sitting and watching. They're on their cell phone.
You see,
forget it.
Right, but you see, you should have come out with this. Now we've got to go, and you're giving us the best stuff.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
I'm sorry.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Coming up, the latest on the border situation, the body renew situation. How many people are impacted by that? 6,000, 8,000. And you just wonder whether or not people can really keep their word. We've got the Sean Parnell situation here, where we have Judge Richard Greenwood. We know the judge, he was on this program, and you don't want to get on the wrong side of the judge. Did give him the sentence, rightfully so, wanting to punish Mr. Carnell, 23 years old, according to the published reports here, while allowing for rehabilitation. So he gets 15 years. So here you have it. I mean, we talk about making stupid choices in our life. We've all made stupid choices in our life. And I guess Dave Ramsey calls it a man-stake. But how much of a factor are getting high on bath salts that you're at 23 years old, and you're going to be away until you're 38? Or possibly until you're what? 48? 15 to 25 years? You know, so whenever I sit there and get fired up or anything like that, I think to myself, is it really worth it? Because we get so lost in the moment and of anger and of frustration. It's crazy stuff, isn't it? We'll talk a little bit about this, and we'll give you that report here. Also, the closing of the area Body Renew Fitnesses. And you're saying, Kevin, it's only 8,000 people. What does it mean? I think it means a lot when it comes to commitment. In fact, I have my email letter here from Body Renew, and Body Renew telling me that it's with great sadness that they're closing. Great sadness? Well, how about me that just got charged $45 for a maintenance fee for a facility that doesn't exist anymore? I mean, really, and they're telling me that I can go to these other gyms. Well, no, I wanted to go to your gym that I paid for. So we'll talk a little bit about that at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's hear from, well, let's take a look at this report from Channel 7 here at 580-KIDO.
Hey, you would learn how long you would spend in prison after hearing from some of the people affected by his violence that day. 24-year-old Sean Carnell sat in court Wednesday listening to the people he hurt on August 21st of last year. Prosecutors say he was high on bath salts when he attacked a teenager and stole his skateboard. He then used that skateboard to severely beat Nampa Fire Captain Chris Cade. He also choked and punched a woman, kicked a dog, tipped over a man in a wheelchair, set his apartment on fire, and beat construction worker Mike Rice unconscious with a shovel.
All right, this is not something that can easily be just kind of blown over. We talked about this. Now, I want you to remember, as you're hearing this story from Channel 7, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, I want you to hear from this, and I want you to remember 15 to 25 years.
This unprovoked attack has hit me and my family real hard.
Rice says he still has back pain, memory loss, and anxiety.
I would like not to have to worry about being attacked by this man again in my lifetime or his vengeance upon my family either.
But Carnell's parents pleaded for leniency, telling the story of a promising young man seriously hurt in a car accident at 16, who then spiraled downward into a life of drugs.
I cannot express how sorry my wife and I and our children are. And I can't tell you how much I love my son and how much I pray he has an opportunity to rebuild his life and be dad.
Carnell pleaded
to rebuild his life and to be a father. Now, let's go back to the comments from Mr. Rice and humbly saying, I don't want to ever have to fear that this man is going to attack me again. And we're not talking Portland. We're not talking Seattle. We're talking Meridian. Here you have a self-employed construction worker. So you know what happens when you're self-employed, getting beaten with his own shovel, broke his collarbone, his cheekbone, his shoulder, his vertebrae, ribs, leaving him unconscious, cuts to his face. They went through his cheek. Now, I know that we don't want to have consequences in this country anymore. I know we don't want to hold anybody accountable, but let's face it. These were just not simple attacks. And here you have the father sticking up for his son, but quite frankly, at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I want this guy on the street ever again.
Guilty to robbery, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, arson, and battery with the intent to commit a serious felony in March, and could have faced up to life in prison. But Judge Richard Greenwood handed down a sentence of 15 to 25 years. Before that, Carnell apologized to the people he hurt, saying he wished he could take it all back.
But what I can do is work hard throughout the sentence and throughout treatment and be able to become a member of the community again and be able to pay back what little I can do to restitution to be able to try to give something back to you guys. And I know that won't do a thing for you, mentally or physically. But I wish I could take the things back that I did, and I'm so very sorry that I hurt you and your families.
Now, that's easier said than done. And you talk about the loss of work, the emotional trauma of anyone who has been in a fight, who has been beaten, who has feared for their life. They can never get that back. You take a look at the possibility of a life sentence. And when people tell me that marijuana, it's a harmless drug, that we need to legalize drugs, you take a look at, remember 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, and I believe it was an adolescent, maybe it was a younger person that died because of they were going around to the air conditioners and I don't know what they were doing, died because of that. Drugs are a problem. You know, we talk about meth, but the bath salts and everything else. And it's kind of a, you know, we live in such a great, glorious society today. At 580-5436, why would you need the bath salts to get away from things? And you heard the young man's father saying, well, he had some injuries and everything else. But really, why would you need to escape reality? When we, again, living here in Idaho, and I go back to this 15 years, can you imagine that? How many of us at 23 made mistakes, but not the mistakes that would cause irreparable damage? I mean, this guy hit every demographic. He hit every demographic. And Judge Greenwood sentenced him 15 to 25. Could have been life. You know, quite frankly, you take a look at the life sentence and you think to yourself, I could see that. I could see that. So you go in at 23, you come out at 38. Your most productive years wasted away. Your most vivid years wasted away. Sheriff Rainey, Sheriff Donahue, we talk about it all the time here at 580KIDO. The issue involving rehabilitation versus consequence versus punishment. Think about that for a minute. Now, onward to another local story here. We've got Body Renew shutting its doors. What was it, 8,000 members, that sort of thing? opened in 2009, one of the fastest growing gyms. Five gyms, two in Boise, two in Meridian, one in Star. By the way, do we have that so impersonal email that they sent? How many of us has this happened to that we've been ripped off? Well, Kevin, that's being harsh. Don't we need a little harshness in the world today? Think about this for a minute. Here it is. It brings great sadness that we must announce we have closed our doors for the final time. Body Renew Fitness would like to thank every person, every member over the last 6 years. Now, here's the thing that I don't like. They gave us a bill to, maintenance fees. And then a week later, they shut down. I don't know. It just seems sometimes, whether it's the service industry, when it's anything else, people just don't keep their words. Let's take a listen to the background of this story, because it's fascinating who they blame for their demise.
Carolyn, this is one of the five gyms that Body Renew has, two in Boise, two in Meridian, one in Star. Just a moment ago, another member came up to this location and tried to get in the door. Same situation, locked doors. Some locations have signs up at the door kind of explaining that they're closed, but this one, there's nothing here, and that's leaving members just completely confused. This was the scene over and over again Wednesday morning at the Body Renew on Chinden in Meridian. Kids and adults showing up to their gym, only to find out it was shut down.
I came here this morning, and they told me that they were out of business and that all the other sites were out of business also.
Jacob Wilson leases a space at Body Renew so he can train his clients. He's frustrated that no one was told this was going to happen.
They take out the fees, and then, you know, they close the doors on you 4 or 5 days later. You know, just, it looks shady, and it's just a sad way to run business.
Inside the building, the owner, Dakota Ruth, was on the phone trying to figure out what to do with his business. He declined our request for an on-camera interview, but did talk to me inside. He said the company was no longer viable and is now talking to a bankruptcy attorney about the next step. While the company claims to be the fastest growing gym in the Treasure Valley, Gina Reynolds, who is the billing specialist for Body Renew, says the newest gym in Meridian proved to be too much, especially when competing head-to-head with bigger gyms.
Now, here's the fascinating part. I want you to listen to what she has to say here in a minute. Who is to blame for this gym going out of business? And by the way, how about refunding all the money? And what was the overhead? You would just go in there and work out wherever. They didn't have anybody there. You could work out any time. What was the overhead? What was the big difference? Let's take a listen to this young lady.
It's bleeding. It's a business that's bleeding. And he's a small business, so we're being crushed by the big guy. And, you know, he's doing the best he can with the resources he has.
Ruth told,
I wish that my creditors, I wish that the people that I have a car payment with would understand that. I'm doing the best I can. What, I opened too many gyms? I'm sorry. I did the best I can. I'm sorry. I took your maintenance fee. I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can.
His employees received their final checks hours after the business shut down. He had 60 employees, only 5 of them were full-time. Like the members, the employees were not given much notice.
It came up as a little bit of a shock, like one day it's just done. But Dakota's really trying to make sure that the members have somewhere to go.
And that's where Johnny's Fit Club comes.
You know, enough about Johnny and his Fit Club here at 580KIDO. Who cares about these other gyms? You just wonder to yourself, can you ever trust these folks? You know, they make these promises. You give them your information. They charge you. And I think that's why it's so important that you have credibility, that when there is somebody that does good works here, that you reward them. But on the other hand, I mean, have you ever fallen victim to this? And it would be nice if these folks would make restitution. But if you're broke, if you've run out of money, how can you give any of the money back? And if you are going out, why in the world would you charge the $45 maintenance fee? Somebody had to know that was going to go on. And in the other Scott Evans report, it was fascinating because the woman said, well, these folks, when they cancel a gym membership, you just don't put a stop payment on your credit card. That's not the right way to do it. So blaming the customers. So, two topics here. Sean Parnell, 15 years, or should he have gotten more, or perhaps only 5 years? your take on Judge Greenwood's sentencing of the Meridian Rampage, number one. And number two, getting back to good business practices, how difficult is it to find here in the Treasury?
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Two topics we are yapping about. Number one, the sentencing of Sean Parnell, basically lacking any composure. I would usually have my digital copy of the Statesman, but for some reason they've blocked me from it. So we're going to the old-fashioned use the newspaper kind of thing. He had no human empathy. A Meridian Rampage defendant who said he was high on bath salts, sentenced to 15 to 25 years. Also, this issue involving the Body Renew people, they say, hey, we're sorry, you're out the money. But you can go to Billy Willie and Timmy's Fitness Factory. And that's great. But what about the $45? What about the $20? What about the investment? What about the, hey, give us your money, we're going to take care of you? It's kind of crazy about that, isn't it? The folks from BSU that are suing, hopefully they'll be more successful in their lawsuit than they are when it comes to making an appointed time. As many of our folks know that are with me on Saturday, whether it's Daryl, Sheila, Patriot Ray, or Tea Party Bob, we start when we start. So unfortunately, they weren't answering the phone or the bell when we were ready to go, so we've moved on from them. But it is an interesting issue, and I think Tom Munns was the first one who brought this up. The idea of free speech zones in college, even at the Bundy Ranch, I remember this. And whether it's the administration, whether it's the government, the local government, the idea of free speech zones, and it, I believe this was started under President Obama, where President Obama would have these areas where you could protest because they were worried about security. Now, you and I both know that if you're a protester, chances are you're not a risk to any type of security. Chances are that if, in fact, you are protesting a venue, you're using your God-given rights. So these free speech zones have come across all over the country, and you have people saying, wait a minute, this is America. We should be allowed to speak. And you have the incident involving Heller and whether or not the conservative group was charged more money from Boise State. It'll have to be settled in court, but come on. At 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. The idea that we have free speech zones in Idaho and anywhere, that's un-American, isn't it? Tom Munns joins us on time at 580-KIDO.
Kevin, good call. Hey, the free speech zones, just a little clarification. The New American Magazine, I think a couple of weeks ago, did a great article on that. And it was actually started in around the time of George Bush. And the reason why it was is because of all of the people that were protesting against him and his support for perpetual war and the rest of it. So it actually wasn't done during Obama. It was done during Bush. And it is actually a violation of the First Amendment. The court actually has done a great job on this particular issue. I'm not really sure why. But people that have standing that are fighting these cases are winning between $50,000 and $100,000. So the article is I can send that article to you if you want. Your listeners understand what's going on and the laws they're using and the decisions that the courts made their decision on. But if you know people in these schools, you know, even if you don't, I mean, if these are public schools, we need to be talking to our we need to be talking to the administration and warning them, telling them, you know what, as soon as we get somebody that has the ability to file against you, we're going to go ahead and tell you to take them down, and we're going to use the court to do it.
Right. Not only that, but the idea that some people comply.
Well, you know, our kids, I talked to U of I, and what they said there, and the kids are brainwashed so badly, you know, they said, well, we, you know, we believe in free in this manner and time and place laws, and because it's intolerance and it's the name of diversity and all of this fluffy garbage, where kids actually are buying into this stuff and they think they're great. And the problem is, I said, but the problem is you may think they're great, and they've done it through a democratic process where they have like a mock legislature where the kids are like senators and pro tems and all that. And they run a democratic process to where if the majority believes that they should support free speech zones, they do, at the demise of the minority. And either the minority is non-existent there, or they're just too silent to fight something bigger. They probably don't even know the rights they have as individuals.
Tom Munns, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you guys. Thanks. Bye.
God bless. Tom Munns, 580-5436. Coming up next, more thoughts on the border. Back to Mr. Parnell, whether or not you agree with that 15 to 25 for the rampage in Meridian and the idea of getting what you pay for. Is that a lost art in Idaho? Is that a lost art in America? Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
Weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men.
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning on a, I'd say, wacky, zany Friday. But, you know, I don't know, Dave, you just have trouble focusing. I know it's very early, but I don't know. Just today, I'm just kind of all over the place. Usually, I'm pretty focused when we come into this segment.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you are. Fridays are always very busy days for me. So if I don't stay right on track, I get behind, and then I get troubles.
Right, but are you having trouble being focused right now, right this second?
No. Nope.
I see.
Not a bit. Razor sharp. Razor sharp. Had my cup of coffee, good to go.
All right, then, what would you like to talk about?
Well, let's see. Coach Brian Harsin will have his first chore of dealing with a BSU football player. Got in trouble with the law yesterday evening. He has a redshirt linebacker that was arrested for resisting and obstructing officers, driving inattentive or careless.
Right.
So, you know, so far, Matt Boson, by the way, is his name, redshirt linebacker. So he's going to, you know, this will be his first, I believe this will be his first case of dealing with a player that got in trouble with the law. Happens, you know, 19, 20-year-old guys, they get in trouble. Sometimes get a little, you know, full of himself, and that's probably what happened here. But no word out of BSU yet. But it'll be interesting to watch how he handles it. I do know, having talked to several people recently, I guess Coach Harsin runs a tougher, tighter ship in practice than Coach Pete did. Some of the guys going, whoa.
What do you mean?
Just in that the way the practice is run, I mean, it is run like clockwork, and you are not allowed to be late to drill stations. You're not, you know, during the practices, they are run hard, and they are run tight. Physical conditioning, tough. Very tough. So it's the camp, you know, when they're in camp, it's run very tough.
Hmm.
That's from the inside. Much tougher than Pete ran at camp.
Wow.
No slacking, no slouching, no loafing, period.
Well, we'll see if that means anything compared to the success that Coach Pete has had.
Yep, it does. So, but that's good to hear. For me, that is good to hear. He's a little looser on their activities as far as interviews, as far as public comment. But evidently within the confines of camp, he runs a tough camp. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, one player in trouble. We'll see how Coach Harsin handles that as a head coach here with the Boise media.
Right, right.
Which I'm going to tell you right now. The answer is, it'll be dealt with internally. We don't share public information. It's, you know, it's within the family. We'll deal with it internally. That'll be the answer. Always is.
I see.
So you got that going on. How about you? Have you had a chance to gather yourself?
Well, I'm thinking that it's time for you and I to go into business together.
Okay. Into what kind of business?
I've got a great opportunity.
Okay.
For you.
All right.
I think that we should take over the Star Body Renew Center. We'll call it...
Wait, have you looked at the two of us?
Exactly. More Americans resemble us than these fit people. So we're going to have workouts for the every guy or the every gal. In fact, I own the domain name to everyguy.com, so maybe we call it Every Guy's Gym or Every Gal's Gym. Everyone's Gym does. I've thought about this a lot. Everyone's Gym, I don't know if that really resonates, but as I was driving in this morning through the metropolis of Star, I was looking at the Body Renew Fitness Center that I would see every morning. I'd see the lights on and such, it being closed, and I felt a little tinge of sadness in my heart, not just for all the people like myself that lost money, and not for the reporter from Channel 5 Plus 1 or 4 Plus 5 who angrily did a report where the owner wouldn't talk to a customer with his righteous indignation. But I felt bad for the young man that I met there who was best friends with this owner who left town. And when I went to get my membership, and I've been doing some filming there for an off-the-books project, I talked to this young man, and he was so inspired, so happy, so pumped up. He had been a U.S. Marshal, I believe. And he looked the part. He was, late 20s, early 30s, maybe mid-30s. And he was just so pumped up and so happy that the business was going good and his friend had, allowed him to buy this or what have you or run it. And I thought, well, this guy's got it going on. I'd see him at the post office. Mrs. Miller would see him around. And he was just so – it's everything that you dream of when you own your own business. And I felt a tinge of regret for him, along with the other people that have been ripped off. And, not just the Body Renew people, but just everybody that, makes a run, has great intentions, and due to circumstances that they can't control, lose it.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't address to, what funds were collected and when and what was done intentionally or not. I don't know that. That'll be sifted out. But I do know for anyone who's trying to get into business, there are so many hidden governmental costs that jump up and get you. By the time you talk about workman's compensation, I can't even imagine in a turnkey fitness club where you allow people in there by themselves what the insurance is for that. That has just got to be through the roof, because you can have some knucklehead in there and drop a weight on their head, and you're totally liable because you have no personnel on staff. I don't know what that would cost. By the time you talk food attacks, suit attacks, it just catches up with you.
Right.
So it's tough. It is tough being a small business.
Interesting.
What's that?
Well, when you talk about employees, and they had 60 part-time folks, mm-hmm. and they had only 5 full-time folks, and you and I have talked about this model that they had, and I being heavily involved in the fitness industry, believe it or not, in the 80s, and then in the early 90s with a business I had with my best friend from college, you get the insight into these things, and they had these underground gyms that were, key clubs, they called them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went mainstream with places like, I guess, Anytime Fitness is the same way, or Body Renew, or 24-Hour Fitness. But for me, and maybe I should have been a lawyer in the past life, liability always resonated with me that, gosh, if you drop a plate on your head like we talked about yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and there's no one there, you could sue the blank. We're going to sign this waiver. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you still sue. I don't care if they signed a waiver or not, they'll still sue.
Right.
Because you allowed that weight to just be floating around there to drop on my head. Yeah, I can't even fathom what the insurance for that kind of place would be. It would have to be through the roof. So, it's tough. It's a tough part of doing business, but as far as who paid what and who paid when, and as I understand it, there's something in the contract that if they were to go out of business and there's another club that can offer a service within 8 miles, then you don't get your fees back, or, I don't know. Read the fine print and see what happens, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I, it's funny. And Dave Burnett, take me to task on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of find it disingenuous that Billy's Fitness, Willie's Fitness, is going to take care of everybody else. And we're going to take their customers. We're going to give you a free month. Everybody gives you a free month.
Sure.
And then they get the free pub from this. And nobody really asks the tough questions. And this is where I need you to guide me, to help me. When you say, Kevin Miller, you're so proud of me. not when I go do a gazillion things, but when I like have a semblance of a life, like when I went to Donley, like when I went to the Ashley Inn, like when I went to Idaho Falls. Oh, I haven't gone to Idaho Falls yet. Like
you need,
when
you need to do that.
Right. I'm with you. But I'm sitting here. To me, if I'm a reporter, well, you're not a reporter. Well, thank you. See, our relationship has come to a point where I'm going to answer your questions for you. So you can just sit there and
sure. Hang on, let me get my cup of coffee.
So I'm sitting here going, if I'm a reporter, maybe I'm missing the good news aspect of it. And I'm going to go to Billy or Willie from. Obviously you're going to give them a membership for whatever. You're going to benefit from it.
Sure. And yeah, but the truth is that if I wanted to go to Billy's, I would have gone to Billy's in the first place. I didn't want to go to Billy's. I wanted to go over here.
Right.
So yeah, it's tough situation, but you know, it happens. I had, there at Old Horseshoe Bend Road, was it Rite Aid, Walgreens? What was it? It was one of those. Suddenly out of business. I went in there to go do something. It's like, when did they go out of business?
Right.
Now, there's other ones that I could go to, but that's the one I wanted to go to. But again, I didn't invest in it monthly to where they're taking stuff out of my bank account every month. So, and that's a tough thing with, you know, with fitness clubs is that they, you know, signed you to a contract or at least signed you to where they automatically take it out every month. So,
yeah, and it is troubling on that. So we've got that going on. And not that anybody watches 5+1, although they try like everybody else. The reporter there, Billy, I guess Billy's got a fitness center. Billy's a reporter. Billy's everywhere. Billy's giving Timmy a break, and then he interjected his own views into it. He goes, and the owner wouldn't talk to a customer, and I'm like, okay. And then they interviewed him, going, well, gee, Billy, what were the trainers like? Well, I had some good ones. I'm going, maybe it's time to get that suit adjusted then. It looks a little baggy. And this is why Dave Burnett tells me you need to get a life, Kevin Miller.
Well, no, you can sit back and, you know, and mock that way. There are several reports out on some TV stuff that's just irresponsible reporting lately. There's two or three things out there that's just like, are you kidding me?
One of my favorite reports ever was what happens if someone locks you in a trunk? And then they had the reporter fall into the trunk and get locked in. And it was
the trunk of a car?
Yes!
Hmm.
It was the best ever.
Huh. I missed that one.
It was, well, if you were with me in Birmingham, you would have been right there.
Oh, that's why I probably missed that one.
Here's something else, though. And by the way, to all our friends, whether you're Big Mike at Walmart, whether you're security guard Mike in Caldwell, whether you're Nolan, whether you're Joe, who's listening with her husband in the bed.
You got a growing list.
Well, Rebecca on her way to Albertsons at the 10 Mile. You know, I really like it when they say they sleep with us.
No, I don't. That kind of bothers me.
Well, you know, they say I sleep with you and my husband. And I'm going, okay, well then. So if they're listening now, they're sleeping with you, with Dave Burnett and Kevin Miller.
That's bothering me. Stop it right now and move on to your next point.
The tale of two talk show hosts on 580 KIDO. Now, you have a bias towards one, and I have a bias towards another.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how this plays out.
And by the way, the two of them are friends.
Now they are.
Yeah.
And let's face it, we're all opportunists, so it's opportune for them to be friends. And one of them, look, they're both incredibly successful. One of them has redefined, I say critically sometimes, but has redefined the industry, and that's Glenn Beck.
Mm-hmm.
But Glenn Beck, tearfully, giving items to the children and making a big deal out of it. And it is a big deal. And you have people, once again, he's the buzz of the ball because people are saying that Glenn Beck has backed Obama on this. And then on the other hand, you have Sean Hannity, who is at the border hanging out with the Border Patrol, and Rick Perry. So you have two takes on this border situation and your reaction.
As I listen to them, you know, the victims in this situation, the children are victims in this. Their parents are using them. The government's using them. The media's using them. You know, you got a 7-8-year-old kid. They don't know what they're doing. They're just doing what they're told to do. So I get the compassion toward the kids who are stranded or stuck, who are a lot frightened going through what they're doing. You have on the other side Sean Hannity, who's trying to use this to make the president look like he's not doing his job. which, by the way, Sean doing a good job of that, because not too tough to do that, you know, when you got leadership that refuses to even want to be photoed with the problem. So they're both, you know, they're both looking at the same situation, and to me, they're both taking a different approach to it. One the humanitarian side, one more the political side. That's what I see going on.
Well, let's take a look at Beck, because Beck is not afraid to take chances, and Mr. Beck, Glenn, as you call him, because you've flown around at least the state together. I don't know if you've crossed the country together or not.
No.
But well, you have flown across the state together.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. I've been watching a lot of the Law and Order, so I'm establishing the credibility of the witness here.
Okay.
At 580KIDO. Glenn Beck was right about the caliphate. Glenn Beck was right about that, and I think what Glenn Beck's doing now, I don't say he's talking about backing Obama like people are accusing him. He's just handling the children, right? He's just giving the kids stuff, right?
Yeah, it's the humanitarian side that he's trying to take. And part of it is because, you know, conservatives are evil and not compassionate. I think he's trying to show the compassionate side of conservatives.
Right, which probably will not resonate with the press.
No.
He won't get credit for that. But on the other hand, I gotta say this, it's a creative, courageous move on his part. It really is. I think Sean's doing a thing, but I mean, look, going to the border, we had Bill LeMay on. He went to the border 7 years ago. I mean, that's kind of good and highlighting a needed situation. I get that, but the Beck thing, it's just kind of interesting that here we have both of these guys in between the Dave Ramsey sandwich, if you will, having two different takes on a very contentious issue.
Yeah, and that was just my thought. In fact, it's funny you mentioned it because I was thinking about it yesterday. One's taking the humanitarian approach, the other more the political approach.
Yeah, and once again, people have taken over my Facebook. I don't know what this is. Don't they have their own Facebooks? I do have my little nephew, Dilly. His mother, Katie, put a picture of him on. And then I've got I've got a picture of my little nephew smiling. Okay, that's a video. That's nice, warm, and fuzzy. Okay, then we've got the Minuteman on the board. And then we've got West Nile and Gem County. That just doesn't flow, does it?
Well, you need to be like the ghost on the movie Ghost on the Train. Get off my Facebook!
Apparently. And then we got the Little League kids. I mean, come on.
They're everywhere. Traffic now, Kevin, as you're coming out of Canyon.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO coming up. The man that could be the next governor of the state of Idaho, John Bujak. That's right. John Bujak will join us coming up here at 580KIDO. We will get his thoughts on his candidacy, what it means, why he's running, what it's like to be up against the county, the state, the feds, and to win. And he'll take your questions. Whether you like Mr. Bujak or not, you have to certainly acknowledge his legal prowess. We will talk with him coming up. Let's get you to traffic and weather at 580KIDO. 5:59, Kevin Miller in the morning here. Another hot one. Larry Gebert will be along. We'll talk a little bit about that. Don't forget, by the way, the Snake River Stampede is coming up next week. And once again, we will be at the Snake River Stampede. We'll be there at the Buckaroo Breakfast. We'll also be there before Patriots Night. So stop by and see a sweaty, pale, pasty Kevin Miller right before Patriots Night. That's Thursday night at the Snake River Stampede at the Ford Idaho Center. Coming up next hour, your chance to win tickets to the Les Schwab Tire Motor Fest for this weekend. Our just little way of saying thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Fox News is next. Already 65 in Star. Good morning.